West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, part of a public company who does asphalt manufacturing across the southeast United States, 60-year-old Scruggs Company based out of Lowndes County, Georgia, is planning to set up shop what they are calling their West Metro headquarters on West Industrial Court in the city of Villarrica.
I have about 6,000 employees now, 95 plants. We are vertically integrated, so in some cases we crush our own rock and we have the terminals that bring in the liquid asphalt that goes in the asphalt. You know, the asphalt plant itself is, you know, there's three operators. They'll use the facilities in the building. Water is not part of the asphalt manufacturing process, and there's no waste, and so there's no additional sewer demand required.
Scruggs Company representative Jeremy Heidel speaking to Villarrica City Council this week.
Asphalt is taxed at the point of sale, and so the city would get their share of the sales tax revenue. And that's even when products go into the county, the city, or the state. The plant is considered equipment, so it is taxed as business personal property, so we're subject to that. We expect our property tax to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $20,000, the business personal property tax on the plant, about $60,000 in state and local taxes, of about $750,000. The overall investment to this site is $8 to $10 million.
And Heidel says about three employees will work inside the Villarrica location, but the majority working in the field. Heidel estimates that number to eventually reach 100 employees. He says the company pays above average wages compared to industry standard, stock options, and health care. More than 350 members of the West Georgia community raising $250,000 for the University of West Georgia over the weekend during the 2025 Presidential Black Tie Gala. The sold-out event is the university's signature fundraising event of the year. The event's proceeds will support students by funding scholarships. Thanks to donor support, hundreds of students each year can remain enrolled and continue working toward their degrees. The Carrollton Jazz Orchestra presenting a concert of exciting tunes from great jazz composers, part of the CJO Spring Concert this Friday.
We're going to play some fantastic music. The Carrollton Jazz Orchestra is an incredible band made of incredible musicians who are going to just blow you away. I promise you will love this show. If you don't know if you like jazz or not, give us a shot. Give us a chance to show you that you love this music.
CJO Musical Director Terry Lowry.
You've heard the names, you've heard Count Basie, you've heard Duke Ellington, you've heard Buddy Rich. We're playing music by all these people. You can bring your kids. They will love it. My kids love it. My kids are all jazz aficionados because they've grown up with it.
The CJO Spring Concert is this Friday from 7:30 p.m. till 9:30 at the Carrollton Center for the Arts. I'm Colin Worthington.